Businessmen Dal Steyn and property developer Giuseppe Plumari have announced that they are to commence with phase two of their development of Steyn City. It's an exclusive lifestyle estate located in Gauteng, and they're looking to invest some 5.5 billion rand in the phase two project. They're looking at developing some 731 new apartments and houses and about 11 penthouses. Well, to tell us more about the project and its timing, I'm joined on the line by Giuseppe Plumari. He's the CEO at Steyn City. Thanks very much for joining us, sir. So Steyn City was opened in 2015. How has it generally performed from then till now in what's been a very tricky economic environment?
Evening, Nompur. Yes, it's been performing reasonably well considering the situation. We have sold to date in excess of 2.1 billion worth of properties. And we're coming out to say that we're investing a further 5.5 billion. And we are making good on our promise in 2015 that we said we would make Steyn City the best lifestyle estate in the country. And now we've got our sights on becoming the best lifestyle estate in the world. So we're going for it in a big way.
So what's that additional development going to entail, and has it started? And what is it about Steyn City that you hope will draw customers? And of course, like you say, you've drawn them already.
Well, we've drawn a reasonable amount. We've got 1,100 residents to date in the last 4 years. What's going to draw them to Steyn City is lifestyle. We've gone to great lengths to create the best lifestyle. We've got 1,000 acres of open parklands for the residents, designed in a web where every single opportunity has access to this web of parks. Where cars are pretty much out of the picture, but you can get to everywhere from the parklands. We've got 40 kilometers plus of promenades. We've got cycling tracks in excess of 45 kilometers. We've got horse riding trails. We're building a lagoon, a 300 meter lagoon. We're building our own very heliport for the residents, you know, where it will make anywhere you want to go to extremely accessible without having to negotiate traffic. And we're creating a true lifestyle where you can call home, where you'll be able to have a sense of belonging, where you'll get to know your neighbors and live a life.
So given South Africa's energy issues, is the Steyn City development off the grid? What are the arrangements in that regard?
Well, we've got alternative sources of energy. We've got piped gas to every home. We've got generators and solar panels, in depending the type of development we've got. We've got our own reservoirs. So by and large, you know, when there is a shortage of power or water, we have got, you know, a finite resource to supplement the power.
Yes. You indicate that, you know, you're following through on your promise, your earlier promise to go ahead with phase two. Why now? Of course, it does make sense not to start investing when the market is booming. You need to plan ahead for when things pick up. But why now?
Well, I think, you know, we started quite a while ago, and, you know, Dal Steyn is a true patriot of this country. He believes in the country, and he believes in the future of this country. And I share the same sentiment. We are bullish. I don't think the leadership can do it on its own. I think us, the people and the businessmen, we must do our bit, and we're doing our bit to invest in the future of this country. And I think if we hold hands and we work together, I think we're going to generate our own success, and that's what we're working on.
So, Giuseppe, just you know, fulfill our curiosity. What's the entry level price for someone looking to live at Steyn City, and what are we talking about at the top end?
I think the entry level is in the just under 2 million. When we started, it was 1.5, so it's gone up to 2 million now, and anything up to 250 million. You know, we've got some well to do. The beautiful thing about it, even apartment living, is on the grid and network of the extensive parklands. So we've got the same lifestyle for anybody who lives there. you know, that's, you know, as I said earlier, it's all about lifestyle.
So just,
you know, I mean, today, you know, today we, if you think about it, most mothers are, you know, taxi drivers to their children.
Yes.
We live in little islands in a sea of traffic. We've done away with that in Stain City, and we've got our own private school, extremely successful, and children can walk to school. We've got our own office park that we've just launched, Capital Park, where people can go to work and or walk or cycle or drive or whatever. But it's really, you know, we're really going all the way. We're looking to do a old age village, you know, so we can come from cradle to grave.
In terms of your custom base right now, what's the ratio in terms of South Africans vis-a-vis foreign nationals?
I wouldn't be able to tell you, but I think the vast majority are South Africans.
Oh, right. Wow. I didn't realize there's so many wealthy South Africans. And then how many jobs do you expect to be created over phase two? And currently at the development, how many people actually work there?
Okay, well, the city center, in which the 731 apartments, employs at the moment close to 2,000 people. To date, Stain City has created close to 20,000 jobs for the people of Diepsloot. So those are the numbers.
Super. That's awesome. Well, I wish you all the very best with that next phase. When is it likely to be concluded?
Well, we are launching early next year and then 1 year before occupation for the first phase of city centre, and the remaining phases will be, should be completed by 2023-2024. But I'll be looking forward to hosting you at Stain City at some stage to show you around.
I can't wait.
Once you see it, you're going to want to move.
I don't know if I can afford it, but it sounds good. Thank you so much, Giuseppe. That was Giuseppe Plumari. He's the CEO at Stain City.